Hey, welcome to Cinema with Kathy and Amit from D54.
Be sure to subscribe, like, and comment. Get that out of the way first. So this is kind of cool. We're doing a Telugu film that is promising to be a sort of sci-fi superhero film.
Yep.
There aren't too many of those in India, honestly. Not enough.
I feel like there's been a rise. Was just me? Didn't we? We saw a few movies from the Tamil industry, I think, last year, right? Or was this one? I think there were a couple of Tamil movies I've seen recently which have superheroes. There was that comic book one. He was like a writer. And Hanuman, yes, that's another one, which is superhero. Super
The comic
powers,
book writer.
I guess. Right. Yeah, yeah. So I feel like as of late, there's a couple, but it's not a traditionally, it doesn't come out every week, like I guess we're used to in Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, in Hollywood, it's all they release. They've kind of backed off of it a little bit because, shockingly, I think they saturated the market. Fatigue. Now they're kind of like, maybe people don't want superheroes anymore. So what do they want, though? Everyone's trying to figure that out. I don't know.
Correct. But this was interesting. I've not heard too much about this, but that's always exciting to see new faces, new directors, new producers, new new work. So that's cool.
And apparently it's a lot of first-time debutante filmmakers and production people, a lot of talented people trying to make a movie and get it out there. So I always like supporting people because making movies is so hard. And so if anyone even just finishes a movie and gets it done, and this looks ambitious, because if you're going to do sci-fi or superhero, you're also strapping yourself to doing a lot of effects, and a lot of times this stuff is a big budget. So it's interesting to see if can you be smart. Like Hanuman, I thought, did it really smart, where they spent the money where they needed to and they didn't overdo it, so that they could spend the money smart. And like a few big set piece moments where you're like, wow, and it looked really big budget because they knew when and where to use it. Now that can be how you do that. Little tricks.
And they also focused more on story. So, it wasn't over the top with what it's trying to do from a special effects point of view. It was good special effects, but as you sort of mentioned, they were very specific. But the focus of the movie was more around the story, the heart of the movie, the characters and everything like that. So that's always a good way to do it because, you can, that's what people want to see. People want to see good stories, essentially.
Give me stories.
So, it's hoping for something similar here, I guess.
So this is starring Arvind Krishna, and apparently he's a kind of infamous, Tollywood actor. And then it's directed and written by Suku Pravraj. He made a name for himself with previous work Shuka and Madarani Manamid. Say that right. The film is promising a thrill ride. That's all I'm saying. So very anxious to see this. I'm always excited to see anything sci-fi or superhero, see how they do it, especially because India's been doing some really cool ones because they have kind of a fresh take. So I'm definitely got my hopes up that they're going to give me a fresh take.
Hey, I have to go in the other room. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. We can edit.
I always forget. Here we go. Which one is it? Video Source in capitals? Is that the one?
Oh, wait. Am I even in there? Did I set it up? Where's our door?
Do we need it?
I think I'm in there. Right. Yeah, I'm in there. Yep. I'm there. Yep. Video Source.
Yep, I'm there too now.
Okay, cool. I thought you were... I need to go in the other room, like to your other room, like the cat's doing something or...
Oh, no.
Like, I gotta go in the other room. Okay, here we go. All right, let's take a look at this. Here we go.
హిరణ్యకశిపుడు అనే ఒక భయంకరమైన రాక్షస మహారాజు గురించి విన్నారా? నీ కలలు నిజం కావాలంటే నిద్రలో నీకొచ్చే కలలు తగ్గాలి. ప్రపంచంలో ఎన్నో రకాలైన యుద్ధాలుంటాయి,
కానీ మనిషి మనసుతో చేసే యుద్ధం మాత్రం
మహాసంగ్రామం. ఎవరది?
శివుడు రక్షించాలి అనుకుంటే ఈ సృష్టిలో ఎవరూ నిన్ను శిక్షించలేరు. శివుడు శిక్షించాలి అనుకుంటే ఈ సృష్టిలో ఎవరూ నిన్ను రక్షించలేరు.
స్పిరిచువల్ టెలిపతి
పేరేమన్నా? రఘురామ్.
ఎప్పుడొస్తాడు ఎప్పుడొస్తాడు అని అడుగుతున్నారు కదా, వస్తే వాడిని డీల్ చేయగలిగే దమ్ము మీకుందా?
నాకు నో చెప్పేవాడు, నన్ను ఎదిరించేవాడు ఒకడొచ్చాడు.
ధన్యోస్మి ధన్యోస్మి మంత్రివర్య, అదే కర్మ సత్కర్మ. శ్రీరాముడు కారణజన్ముడు, శ్రీవిష్ణు అవతారం.
Okay. All right. So we have very effects heavy. So they were really very effects heavy. So they're trying.
At least the trailers. The trailers showing us that. Maybe they were emphasizing maybe the movie's it more. They were emphasizing maybe more in the trailer. But hey, it looked good. I wasn't disappointed by it. Especially the lightning bolt or whatever that was. They kept wrapping around the lightning chain. That was cool.
Yeah,
the fire effects.
That was crazy.
Yes, And the fireballs or whatever they were sending out, that was cool. He had super speed at times.
It looked fun. I think, when it comes to superheroes, especially it looks like they're creating a new one. As far as I can tell, I've not heard of the superhero. So, you don't come with any baggage. You don't come with anything preconceived. This is what the rules are for this superhero. So they're kind of creating their own universe, which is also very ambitious. It's to come out of the gate with first-time filmmakers on a superhero movie. I mean, that's hard. But also, you have a lot of love and passion people have for superheroes. So they'll bring that. And it looks like the actor's into it. Looks like he's bringing his best cool factor. Some really cool. I wish there'd not been quite as quick cuts, because I would like to have seen and landed on a few things a little bit more. There was a lot of quick stuff happening and a lot of tricks. Yeah. But once in a while I would land on something, it was like, oh, that's cool. Or, wow, that's cool. So they're trying to, it seems like they're trying to pack a lot of story and a lot of details in this trailer. And I can see why. Definitely. It's probably the only trailer you're going to get.
That's
what is Masterpiece Wonder? I wonder about that.
Is his legacy? I'm not really sure what it is, but they did have a few references to it sounded like they had a few references to religious texts. They talked about Vishnu and a few other gods.
Yeah.
I think in the text. So that's always interesting with the compared to, I guess, the Hollywood superhero movies where they rely on in historical comics and things like that. That's source material. I think we've seen a lot of Indian movies take another approach, which is to rely on sort of some of the material they have.
Yeah.
And use that as inspiration. I wouldn't say they take it they won't make us Hanuman, maybe a little bit, but most of the time they take some aspects of the religious texts and superpowers there or super whatever they have in those scripts and bring it into the movies, which is different. So that's always nice to see for us who have grown up more on the Hollywood style, which is superheroes equals Batman or Superman or Spider-Man, something that's a historical comic which has been around for decades.
I know, it's funny, they're all DC or Marvel. You're either DC or Marvel. If you try and do a new one, people go meh. Usually you don't people don't turn out. They want to see their favorites. So there's always, so when someone's trying to break out and do something new like the Hanuman, it looks like they're doing with this, they're bringing in something new with that love and tribute to the classic superheroes that we all know and love. So I'm interested to see what they do with it. I think it'll be kind of fun. We also
A lot of characters. They had a lot of characters, right? They had so they introduced to the villain. They had I don't know if it was a elderly, maybe mother character or maybe a guide or something like that. They had a kid. I'm not sure if that was him in the flashbacks. So they have a lot of characters in this already. So it looks like pretty heavy on story, pretty heavy on effects, pretty heavy on characters. They're being ambitious with this.
It must be him because he's got the flaming hand, which seems even super. The kid had the flaming hand. It was very cool looking because everything looked normal. And also he just has his hand on fire. You're like, what is happening? That was kind of a cool scene.
It's cool looking in this poster too. It's like skeletal.
It's
like his skin's been burnt off. So it's just the skeleton.
Oh, that's creepy. That's kind of like, what's that superhero that Nicolas Cage played? Did he play the fiery one?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, it's kind of similar with the head would just catch on fire and look super freaky. Oh. We have a little bit of that. So this gets a little, looks like there's the phases of the moon around him. I don't know if that influences something.
Yeah. There's a Shivalinga behind him. That's like a idol, I guess. That's like a statue of it's the god Shiva. So that's there as well. So
Shiva, moons, flaming hands. Got a few things in here. And then A, masterpiece. So A is
something. I do like the logo. It's very,
the logo's pretty cool.
You know? Yeah. It's like, it's also on fire. It looks like.
So. Yeah. It looks like there's some flames happening on this sort of gold logo, but it looks fun. I think I'm anxious to see what they do with it. And I'm not sure quite when this is coming out, but let's see what happens. Maybe we'll do a review.
Yeah. I didn't see a date at the end of the trailer, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure it's getting a theatrical release, right? It looks like a movie that would be, you'd want to watch in the cinema at least, like with all the visual effects, and it's sort of touted as a, visual treat. So
yes, exactly.
I hope it goes to cinema. I don't think it will come anywhere near us.
I don't even get the big movies near me half the time. So
looking
forward to seeing this on streaming very soon, unless they give us a screener, which would be very nice. So let us know what you think of the trailer, and if you have any background in this movie, or maybe who the superhero is. Maybe there's some history there that we don't know about, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye.